WJMM FM Keene.
Next on WJMM, it's Steve Brown, sponsored by Key Life.
Will I have to go through the Great Tribulation? The answer to that and other questions on Key Life.
If you think laughter isn't spiritual, or that faithfulness to God means conformity to Christian stereotypes, then this program probably isn't for you. But if you're looking for honest biblical answers to hard questions, then welcome to Key Life. Here's our host, author, and seminary professor Steve Brown, along with Pete Allinson from Forged Truth.
Thank you, Matthew. Hi, Pete.
Hey. Hey, that's going to be an interesting talk. We're going to have fun with that.
You know, it really is. I hope not. But a lot of Christians say I could.
I think you're going to have to, Steve, personally.
Really,
I'll explain it later.
I'm going to have to deal with it.
Yeah,
right?
You're going to have to deal.
That's Pete Allinson. And I tell you over and over again, and if you haven't, you're going to get the hives. Go to, that's a joke, don't send letters, forgedtruth.com. It's a place, a website for an amazingly effective men's ministry. There's a podcast there, a lot of video teaching and audio teaching, a lot of depth in that particular website. You ought to go there. And as you know, Pete comes in every Friday, and we spend Fridays answering your questions. And we love you and your questions. You can ask a question anytime you want to. 1-800-KEY-LIFE. Just dial that number. 1-800-KEY-LIFE, and it's open 24/7. Follow directions and ask your question. Sometimes we put your voice on the air. Or you can send your question to Key Life Network, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. If you live in Canada, it's Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 28060, Waterloo, Ontario, N2L6J8. Or you can email your question to steve@keylife.org. And we love your questions. We would love you more if you sent some money. No, we wouldn't. That's a joke, too. But if you can help us financially, I promise we'll be faithful with your gift. As faithful as you were in giving it, and we'll use it for God's glory and the benefit of his people. Just as an item of information, yes, we are a part of ECFA in the States and Four Seas in Canada. Both of those credential us as an ethical ministry. If you can't, we understand. Say a prayer for our ministry, if you would. And Pete, speaking of prayer, why don't you lead us in prayer, and we'll get to these questions.
Okay, we need it. Lord Jesus, we need you. And we thank you that we can come into your presence on this Friday just for a minute. And thank you for being our Savior, our Lord, who said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And we don't feel forsaken. And we know that you are near us. We honor you, our triune, sovereign God, who is immortal, invisible, the only wise God, who never leaves us and is in us. And so we praise you. And Lord, you know us. You know our needs. And you know how this week worked out. The good, the bad, the ugly. We come to you and we ask that you would help us to see what you are doing in and around us. Give us that sense of your presence and your power. Fill us, Holy Spirit, with yourself, that we could feel your presence, but also live with your character. And now we ask, Lord, that you would be with our leaders this weekend. Lord, we look forward to church. We want to worship. We want to be lifted into your presence and experience the joys that heaven will produce as well. But be with our leaders. Give them power and wisdom and guidance to lead us. And now we commit this time of Q&A to you and ask that you would continue your work in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, Pete, this first question is an email. I'm a Christian. Will I have to go through the tribulation, the great tribulation?
Well, you know, what I said earlier was, Steve, you are going to have to go through the tribulation. But really, kiddingly, my convictions are that the Christians have always gone through suffering and tribulations. And that as I read Revelation, that whoever is left alive as Christians at that time when the Great Tribulation happens, they will go through it. But it'll be cut short for the sake of God's people.
Yeah, and the Scripture teaches that.
Yep, I think it's very
clear.
There
are other views from genuine Bible believers who believe, for instance, in a rapture.
Right.
What is that?
Yeah, you know, the taking off of the believers off the earth. And some believe it takes place before the tribulation, some in the middle of the tribulation, or at some point in the tribulation.
And that's a legitimate view. All three of those are legitimate, and you don't divide as Christians over something like that.
Yeah, you could see where they can see those evidences in Scripture that would point to those views, yeah.
You know, referencing what you just said about we've always gone through tribulation, Corrie Ten Boom told me before she died that she saw more tribulation in the world at that moment than is even described in the book of Revelation.
Yeah.
And she had. Boy, she'd seen some really bad things. And I think one of the things you have to be careful about, and I'm a teacher, so I got to say this. You may be right if you believe in a rapture, a pre-tribulation rapture.
Right.
And I hope you are, because I want to go with you. But be careful that you don't set your doctrine by your fears. You know, sometimes we just don't want to go through a tribulation.
That's right. That's right.
And so we build a doctrine that says we don't have to. Now, we may not have to, but don't build that on your fears of going through a tribulation.
That's so helpful, because the early church was told by Paul, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So, you know, we are told to be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, all these scriptures. So
that's
good
true.
Counsel, Steve.
And there's, you know, there are so many eschatological views and held by many very faithful Christians.
Right, right, right.
And we don't generally, we tell you what we think, but we don't generally fight about those particular issues.
So you'll probably hang, because God is keeping you on this earth for a long time to do ministry, you'll probably be here when that happens, Steve.
Maybe, but maybe not. You don't know.
I don't know, but I'm just surmising. You're going to.
Yeah, but you're smiling when you say that. It makes me uncomfortable. This is an email question. When are parents no? This is a good question. When are parents no longer responsible for their children in a spiritual sense? At what age is a child responsible for their own spirituality?
You know that question has come up. It's come up in different ways.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So that people have talked about the age of accountability. The Bible never really articulates an age of accountability, but certainly there is an age when the parent ceases to be primarily responsible.
That's
true. When do you think that'll be?
21. But I don't know. That just came to mind. You can't vote till you're 21, at least 20. No, I think it's before that. I really do. We have parents that are going around feeling very guilty about directions that their own children had taken. Now, there was a time when our culture, both Canadian and the U.S., when we were an agrarian society by and large, and the most important impact on children was parents. That's no longer true. There are all kinds of things that play in that and that can hurt children. But as parents, you're the most important element in their lives.
Yep.
So don't mess that up.
That's right.
Teach them about God. Teach them about truth. Teach them about faithfulness. Teach them what godliness is. And at a certain age, if they go in a different direction, tell them you're going to cry and you're going to hate it, but you're no longer responsible.
I do think that probably is that that's a great description. I think there are stages in parenting, you know, like for instance, when they're very, very young, you're the caregiver.
Yeah.
Then you become the cop. Then
that's right.
And then you become a coach, and then you become a consultant. I think spiritually, I cast the gospel to my sons when they were very young, and they did receive Christ.
Yeah.
And had they not, I would have still seen that responsibility up through high school and beyond. I still would have kept calling them to Christ, but at some point they would have experienced the consequences of their own behavior.
That's true.
And I do think parents need to set that down and be clear about it.
Now, let me give you just a little bit of hope. If you're a parent and you have kids that have gone a different direction than mm-hmm. your faith commitments, children of believers, from our perspective, are called covenant children.
Right.
And they're covenant promises that have to do with our children. They're not absolute. In the sense that if you're a Christian, you don't have to worry about your kids because God's going to take care, but he's going to love them in a special way.
Yeah.
And I've seen it, and you have too, mm-hmm. as a pastor, that some of the wildest rebels on the face of the earth come back home.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a sense in which the prodigal son is a microcosm of that macrocosm of covenant children.
That's right.
So don't give up. Pray. Don't be awful about it. Pray and be kind and love and see what God does for his covenant children.
Yeah.
You might be pleased and you might be surprised.
That's right. And never give up. Never give up with your kids at whatever stage.
That's true. Okay, a question we get often. Do our pets go to heaven? The guy on Moody Network said one time, a kid asked, and he said, I don't know, son, when you get there, whistle and see if he comes.
See if he shows up, man. Yeah. I mean, you know. And we are animal crazy in America today.
I know.
Dog crazy, man.
Yeah.
And so did Jesus come to die for animals? And is an interesting question. But we do know.
Well, you bring that up at the end of the broadcast, and we're not going to pursue that in 30 seconds.
Okay, but we do know that he came to restore all things,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
So maybe in the restoration of all things is the restoration of animals.
And the animals are mentioned often in the scripture. And so there is a reason for hope. All of my German shepherds are in doggy
heaven.
Well,
I was going to say,
except the one we have now.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of German shepherds in heaven because you had a bunch of them.
Absolutely, and I have that on good authority, not biblical authority, but just my heart.
I hope they're nice to me when I see them.
Well,
nice doggy.
As long as you're nice to me, they'll be nice to you. Guys, we got to go. I'm sorry. Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.
You've been listening to Key Life with Steve Brown, sponsored by Key Life Ministries. This program relies on your prayers as well as your continued financial support to remain on the air. You can write to Key Life Ministries, P.O. Box 5000, Maitland, Florida 32794, or call 1-800-539-5433. That's 1-800-539-5433. When you contact them, please remember to mention that you heard their broadcast on 99.1 FM.
Time now for Faith Point, sponsored by Faith Point Lexington.
This is Terry Lewis, and you are listening to Faith Point, and I am so glad you're joining me today. on this great Christian radio station as we have the opportunity to share this time in worship and the study of God's Word. And I count it a